I don't know if you've noticed it, but I feel like there's something in the air for 2018, at least as far as music goes. Some of our favourite bands are coming on their way back to Australia and hitting our shores for another national tour in May are indie legends Belle and Sebastian. The band is going to hit Sydney on the 5th of May, not just Sydney, by the way. They'll be playing at the Opera House. Now, Stevie Jackson joins me on the line from, of all places, Munich. Stevie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Hello, hello. Now, hey, first tour back down under since 2015, and you're going to be playing the Sydney Opera House, probably, I think, Australia's most recognisable venue. How does that feel?
It feels wonderful. Although we haven't played it before, we played it in 2011. It was most memorable, so I'm excited to do it again, you know.
It's very nice to have you back, and I know you're kicking off in Perth, and you're looking forward to kind of a solid national tour. You're here for a little while, hitting a few different cities, aren't you?
Well, yeah, sure. Oh, well, if you're coming all that way, you can play a few places, you know. Got to do Perth and Brisbane and Sydney and Melbourne, for sure.
Now, it is the 16th of February out here, which means that we are getting the third part of your three-part EP release, How to Solve Our Human Problems. I know it's been 20 years or so since you last did a three-part EP. What took you back to the unusual format?
Well, like anything else the band does, it was just a feeling that was in the air. I guess we've done a few records and a few tours. I guess it was like in a classic cycle of record tour. Make a record, promote it. And like, we'd always left Glasgow the last few albums because, you know, there's too many distractions and you get out of town and you make a record and then you promote it. And then you do it again. But we just wanted to break the cycle. And we just wanted to record in Glasgow at various, like, Glasgow's getting lots of different interesting studios. You know, some of them are big, some of them are small, some of them are analog, some of them are digital. So we just thought, why don't we just go back to making music as part of, it's more about the fabric of our everyday life, you know. If someone's got a song, let's go and try this place, let's go and record it. So, you know, we did that over a period and we kind of gathered some songs. And I don't know, it just, EPs, you know, it's such an archaic thing. Like a lot of people, maybe even listening, the youngsters don't even know what an EP is, but it's a shorter chunk of information that, you know, like someone of my generation always find quite satisfying, you know. It's quite, you know, like an EP, you know, like four or five tracks.
There must be a lot of latitude to play around with the sound as well.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I guess when you make a record, especially with a producer, you're committing yourself to a certain sound or aesthetic, and every record you make is like a sort of representation of where you are and what you're doing. And if you're just working with one guy, it tends to give it a sound, which is good, you know. But I think, you know, with this one, with the kind of spirit of Anything Goes, you know, like whoever wrote the song could do whatever they wanted, which included even getting a producer, and we did work with a couple of guys. But a lot of the time, we were just you know, doing it by ourselves in various places. So it was fun. It was good. It was quite refreshing. And I guess that kind of method, you know, means that it'll maybe be a bit more diverse. But, you know, to a degree, but I mean, if it's still the same bunch of musicians, then it's going to have a core thing going through it anyway.
Well, we are so excited to have you back. I am going to let you go. I know you've got a busy day in Munich. We can't wait to see you at the Opera House come May. Stevie Jackson, thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Have a good Friday.
We're going to. Thank you. Stevie Jackson there from Belle and Sebastian. You can get tour dates up from 2SER.com. Obviously not a great line there, but really nice to hear from him. And we're going to play a track from that whole three-part EP release that they've been working on. This one came out just late last month. It's called The Same Story.